Yeah, that was Devil Fire with Dream Evil off Black Soul Vendetta. Hey, you're listening to Outlaw Renegade Radio. It's the 16 and 7 show. I am your host, the madman across the water, Mr. Michael Palmer. In case you don't know what 16 and 7 is, let me go ahead and break it down for you. It's where we take four songs by four bands. We let you get to know the bands a little bit better through their music. We always have a guest. Today is no difference. We have returning guest, good friend Bjorn Segar from the band Dangerous Times for the Dead. Returning guests, always love a returning guest because, like I said before, they know what kind of fuckery they're in for. And I've been friends with Dangerous Times for the Dead since the station began. Bjorn sent me over a few tracks. I loved them. I played them immediately. And the thing I loved about the first batch of songs that he sent me is you got to be a badass motherfucker to have a song that is the name of your band. I'll give you examples. Black Sabbath. Yeah. Iron Maiden. And this one right here. Here's Dangerous Times for the Dead by Dangerous Times for the Dead right here on 16 and 7 on Outlaw Renegade Radio. Yeah, I love that scream at the end. That was The Cats of Ulthar by Dangerous Times for the Dead. And Bjorn's going to be our guest, returning guest. Can't wait. But before we get him on the line, we're going to play you one more. Here's Queen of the Night by Dangerous Times for the Dead right here on Outlaw Renegade Radio. It's 16 at 7. Ah, yeah, that was Queen of the Night by Dangerous Times for the Dead. On the line with me, returning guest and good friend, Bjorn Segar. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you again, man.
I know it's been a while, but I think the last time that we talked, I think it was Scuttler's We World premiered. That seems
exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, it's been a while. It's been a while, but you've got a new song coming out, and we'll get into that in a moment. But I want to know what's going on with Dangerous Times for the Dead. Tell me, you've been busy with new releases and everything, so what's going on in the Dangerous Times for the Dead camp?
Oh, well, we had a little bit of a break with the band because I've been singing in an opera for a bit. I featured in the rock opera Tommy. Yeah, it's like a not a big huge musical production, but there are a couple of musicians and a big team behind it. They brought the opera to the stage, so it's not the musical but more the original album, and I played Captain Walker in that opera.
Now, so was that the first time you've done anything like that?
Yeah, anything like that? Yeah, because it was like, well, it's not a huge production, but it was a big big local production, and it was pretty intense. And it was a lot of fun. That's the most important when you're doing music.
Yeah, and that has to be so different going out every night doing the same exact part. Do you think that helped you as like being a front man? It had to give you more confidence.
Yes, exactly. It's not like we did a run of a month. We had like six performances in a row, and that was it, you know. But like almost all of them sold out. So that's good. But yeah, as a performer, you learn a lot, like singing technique. You get schooled again, you know, and you think you've been doing things right with your voice, but now you hear like you could do it better. So you learn a lot, and stage presentation as well, you know. So it's been good doing that.
Yeah, yeah, great learning experience. And it's going to I think it has to help you. You got to take that with you when you go on stage with Dangerous Times for the Dead.
Exactly.
The studio and live performances. Mm-hmm. It's only going to make you better. So what did the other guys think about you doing it? Did they come see any of the shows?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were kind of busy as well, because when I was singing and doing everything, they've been recording new songs. So I think from now on, you'll get some new songs rolling out like closer together now. So maybe in a month, there'll be a next song coming out, and a month later again. So we got the train rolling again.
So when is the whole album coming out? God damn, I've been waiting for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
At least 2 years.
Yeah. Everybody's asking that. But, you know, well, now we feel the pressure now. But, yeah, it's like, yeah, we're just like recording stuff and doing recording things we like. And it's single after single. And people keep asking, like, wow, when is the album coming out? Everything's like, yeah. But we're also thinking, well, we're not finished yet on what we want to do. And we're also thinking, like, if we want to bring out an album, what should it be? Like, should it be, like, because I've written stuff that's horror. I've written stuff that's sci-fi. Or should it be, like, a concept album?
Oh, no, let me stop you right there. You are the only person that could write a great concept album. The way you tell stories in a song, I think you ought to focus on that as your first album.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You know, you could take all these other songs that you've done, including this new one we're going to premiere tonight. Yeah. But I think you ought to take the other ones, put it in an album, you know, and just and take that, and then take the time to write a concept album. Because as brilliant as musicians that are in Dangerous Times for the Dead, and the way you can write, son, you would fucking kill it. And plus, you just did fucking Tommy, motherfucker. So that had to inspire you. Yeah, that is the thing, you know. What would you do? Would you make it a horror? You know, because you do that well. You do time period pieces well. I think if I have faith in anybody to do a concept album, it would be you. That is the one that should do it. I would tell you, a great band out of England. They've put out two great concept albums dead in a row. They're called Ward 16. And if I hadn't have played them last week, I would have definitely played them with you. But check them out. They're incredible. And they did it well, but I think you could do it fucking fabulous.
Well, I'm always writing stuff. I'll keep that in mind. And it's when I'm writing stuff, it's always a concept, you know? There's always something in my head going around. And sometimes I write like 2-3 songs about that, but they turn into like different songs. But yeah, it's I'll talk with the guys, and the whole band says hi, by the way.
I love them, man. So since we better bring up their names and what they play in the band for our first time listeners that haven't heard us talk before, tell us who is in Dangerous Times for the Dead and what they play.
Well, there's the two guys I know for the longest. They're Thijs and Dave, and they play guitar. And I've been in the bands with them, like I go back maybe 20 years with them, and we've been playing in bands together. A couple of years when we started Dangerous Times for the Dead, I initially started with Dave. And then we got Gerrit, the bass player, we got him in, and Jeroen, the drummer. And Gerrit also does like the mixing. He does the artwork, so he became a really big part of the band. And
the artwork is always incredible, yeah. Man. That's what I love about your band. Everything has a theme. Everything the artwork is always spot on. I love it every time you put out a new single. I think every new single you put out, you should put out a fucking t-shirt as well. Because Now, let me ask you this. We'll get back to the artwork and David and everything. But now, is Dave the one that got the infamous, or his wife got the infamous text? In case we do have new listeners, tell us that story. I know we do it every time, but it's fucking brilliant. Go ahead and tell how Dangerous Sons for the Dead got their name.
Yeah, because we're thinking of a name. It has to be original. It has to be unique. If you Google it, you only got to come out with us, you know? There's no other band. So we were having different names and going around. And then Dave came up with Dangerous Times for the Dead. And we're like, how? Where did that come from? And he said he was going out shopping, and he came home and he had his hands full, or he forgot his key. I don't know what it was, but he was trying to text his girlfriend, and he used text to speech. And he said, "I'm almost at the door," or something like that, in Dutch, of course.
Uh-huh.
And it translated that into English, and it was Dangerous Times for the Dead.
That is brilliant.
So that's where that came from.
I'll never get over that story. I mean, you couldn't help but name your band that after that. That it was like given to you by the gods. The mobile gods. So now, tell us what's in the immediate near future. Do we have any shows coming up over in the Netherlands or anything?
We just played a show yesterday.
Really?
And it was we rehearse at this at the grounds of a psychiatrical hospital.
No, you don't.
Because they have some empty rooms there. Actually, where no one's at, and we can play our music there, and we can play as loud as one as long as we get out of there after midnight, and you can drink alcohol there. Uh-huh. And stuff like that, but it's on those grounds. And then they said we're having a little festival, fair organized. Do you want to play there? And we're like, yeah, sure, because we're playing in the studio. We have a rehearsal space there, and we played there. And most people that were there were from the psychiatry unit, but they were having a great time. They were headbanging and everything, and basically I couldn't tell the difference if I'd play a normal show in a in a bar and a show for all these people with mental illnesses. So
that's true. We're all kind of fucking crazy.
Exactly.
And you got some of those dark songs. So I bet they were fucking loving it. You know, I bet they could imagine the Cats of Ulthar real well. They probably they probably thought you were a fucking cat of Ulthar. So
That's the fun stuff we like to do, and right now we most that we're working on is just getting new songs done, getting that rolling, and we really need to discuss the album and maybe some more merch selling together with the album, so.
Yeah, I mean, because said, it's so the artwork is so fucking phenomenal. Every single has just a great fucking picture that goes along perfectly with the single.
Yeah.
I mean, you all have the thing. But I'm not a fucking music producer. I'm a goddamn dumb DJ.
But I do think that you should put out the singles that you've got as an album, and then that'll shut everybody up, and then you can do some merch for that, and then you can kind of play some shows, sure. and then work on. I want you to do the concept album, man. You got to get with the guy. You could do it better than anyone. I mean, I can't think of a better band to do it. And I'm a freak for a fucking concept album, dude. I love concept album. Queensryche, fucking Operation Mindcrime is the most awesome fucking. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there, but as far as concept album goes, I don't think anybody will ever touch it. So you can try, and I would like to see what you do with it.
Yeah. I'm gonna think something up. I have some ideas, so that will be very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and then later on you can do a fucking rock opera, and that would be cool as well. We're planning it all out. We've got it all planned out. Well, you know you're one of my favorite fucking people, and one of my favorite fucking bands. Every time I play you, like on other shows, you know, besides like the 16 at 7, like when I play you in my regular shows in America, everybody's like, who the fuck's that band? Dangerous something? I said, Dangerous Times for the Dead. Go check them out on social media. Now, speaking of social media, do you all have a website where, or do you, I don't know if you have any merch available now, but I'd like to make you some money if you do. Can our listeners go and find your stuff on a website?
Sure. If you want to check us out on social media, we're on X. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. And just look up Danger Time Dead. That's our handle.
Okay.
Because we couldn't get the full one. There was too many characters, you know. so it's Danger Time Dead. And if you go look us up on the internet, it's dangeroustimesforthedead.com. And you'll find our shop. And we have one piece of artwork that that Gerrit, our bass player, made, and it's like one of the first things he made, and he made it really nice. It actually became our backdrop, which is an image of a big castle, and you actually see the Cats of Ulfar there. You see references to different songs in that image. So that's our backdrop, and you can also order it as a sweater or a t-shirt. So that's become probably. Now we're thinking about it. It's probably going to become our album cover as well. But
it'd be perfect. It would absolutely be perfect, because that's what I'm saying. You've got enough to release an album. It's not going to cost as much as going into the studio and putting out 8 new tracks. Then that'll shut everybody up like me, going, when the fuck's the album coming out? And that is. See, you've already got it down, man. I'm so happy, because every time you put out a new song, I just can't wait, you know, because I know it's going to be just, like I said, the musicians and your singing and your storytelling and the way the band, you know, they give the perfect backdrop to the story. And so, I mean, you're a perfect fucking band, one of my favorites. And I don't care if I sound like a fucking fanboy, I am.
Well, thank you very much.
So let's talk about I don't know, is this a world premiere as well? It is in the States. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about Shot Into Space and tell us the story behind this song.
Yeah, it actually pre-released on Bandcamp yesterday, and it will release on all streaming media on the 6th of October. So it's pretty much a premiere for everybody. And it's shot into space, and you might have guessed it, it's about, you know, science fiction, the world's come to an end, where do we need to go? The world's become a wasteland, and people are got shot into space as a desperate search for a new planet to, well, destroy again, I guess. But, you know, that's what it's about.
Well, yeah. And I don't think that we're too far away from that.
No. We're already counting down, kind of.
Exactly.
And and it's something that's always like when is that going to happen? You know, what are we doing? We're destroying the planet, you know, and well, and let's just make some apocalyptic song about it, you know. And then I came up with this shot into space. Yeah.
And once again, the artwork is brilliant. Brilliant song. I fucking love it. We're going to play it right now. Bjorn, I got to thank you so much for coming on. I thought we were going to miss each other today, but I'm so glad it worked out. And I can't wait to talk to you next month when the next single comes out.
Sure, we'll do that.
Because you know that Outlaw Renegade Radio is going to get the goddamn world premiere of it. So I've been backing the band too long not to get the world premiere. So
exactly, you're our go-to guy, you know.
You're my go-to band. Thank you so much. Tell all the guys that I said hello. Hopefully those motherfuckers are listening to it, and I will have it. It'll probably be a little late for you to share it tonight, but definitely share it and have the guys share it, because this has been a wonderful conversation, and it's the world premiere, so put it on your fucking band page and all that good stuff.
Exactly, we'll do that.
Okay, brother, can you hold the line?
Yep.
Okay, hold on one moment. All right, that was Bjorn from the band Dangerous Times for the Dead, and just like Scuttlers, and I believe as the Iron Curtain Falls, I think that was the name of it. Anyway, I've world premiered a lot of them, and this is no different. Here's a brand new single just pre-released yesterday, Shot Into Space by Dangerous Times for the Dead, right here on 16 at 7 on motherfucking Outlaw Renegade Radio. Damn, what a song. They are only second to fucking Iron Maiden on writing a story. And, I mean, they are fucking incredible. That was Dangerous Times for the Dead. That was actually the first time I'd heard this song as well. And it fucking blew me away, especially that fucking bass breakdown at like 2 minute mark. Fucking wonderful, my friends. You're a hell of a band. And thank you, Bjorn, for coming on. Right now, we'll move on to the third band on our 16 at 7 show. What is 16 at 7? Well, let me tell you, it's where we take four songs by four bands, predominantly from the UK, but like today, in the Netherlands, sometimes Europe, sometimes Ireland. We let you get to know the bands through their music. We always have a guest like we had Bjorn, but right now we have a band from the UK. Here is Fury off their brand new album, Born to Sin. Here's the title track right here on 16 at 7 on Outlaw Renegade Radio.